story of Christmas is about you. And that's what we get to do in chapter 2. Nobody's a fan. But we're given a great joy. It's not even chapter 2. There is another chapter in the Bible that I could read it aloud. The thing about Christmas is because we know it so well and because we know the story, we kind of focus on one day. And we think Christmas is only that moment. When in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to a little baby boy. Because there were shepherds in the field that saw angels and came to worship this baby. Some stage they were magi, I didn't believe it. That moment when God spoke those four words, actually, was given the beginning of the two words, the baby's language chapter. When God spoke those four little words, God defined this chapter. But as a little boy, who knows? We live in a rural area. We have no connection to the rural area. So we live in these general surroundings. I remember so vividly one of the most promising memories of my life from my little mother. They kept the promise. Dad would every night come and sit on my bed. Moment when Dad left and he came out of the kitchen. And all of a sudden, the room was really, really dark, and the light went outside. Some lights would be fine because I would be tired, I just fell asleep, and so I did. Some lights, I was wide awake, and all of a sudden, the darkness was behind the door, sometimes when we were out there, the shadows of the trees would kind of fall into the room, and it looked scary, like people walked in the room. As a little boy, it's 4 or 5 years old. That's a scary moment. It's probably you wanted to be shut out, but I couldn't help myself when I was quiet. Dad. And my dad would come in the room, come with his cat, and he'd walk in and say, what's the point of this thing? And the scariness of the darkness is fearless. Thank you. tell you too that as we look at our world as a culture, we do see that the world is a great place because it is so bright. And the things that we see are very clear. That is so perfect, and we don't know how to deal with that. We don't know what to do with that, but maybe even scarier than that is that we struggle with the darkness that often lurks inside our own hearts and minds. Because if it's going to be bad, you know what happens? Here's the fact that if you ever do look this year, that Christmas lasts a day. And Christmas is only about those wonderful lights that we have out there. And then we have gifts on Christmas Day. And 2 days after that, the gifts are hurt. And the numbers are all in the good box. And we play to be forget. And nothing's changed. And I still have to deal with all of those dreams that are dark and suffering scary. Jesus came into this world for people to get the attention. God starts and God says, you can do me. God created me, how did he do it? And the earth was formless and void, and it was dark, and it was sleeping. And then God said, the Spirit, and when the Spirit hovered, God spoke the word, and God said, let there be light, and the darkness was gone, and there was light. And then God comes again, and the Christmas story is telling us, God, that's the word. And his name is Jesus. This word is with God, and this word is called Jesus. He is God. And look at verse 2. In him, and it was love. And that love was the light of all humankind, of all people. It was just up to us. How does that do? The love of Jesus. It's not just a Christmas comes every day when the light of Jesus Christ comes into my life. And he says, one of them, you go into the dark time, here's my light. Here is the light to your hand. I can get out of the kids. It will shine, but for which skin, the darkness not overcome the light and overcome the light. Because light has something. It doesn't have something that all of us have. But it's not the same. It's like the sun. It's the pictures and not the pictures. It's the candle. Just take a picture of the light. Look at the candle. I shine a light on the candle. You can see it. And when you see it in the background, you can see the dark shadow of the candle. And you can see the shadow. Just showing you chips and focus to the back. Can you see the wick? Can you see the shadow? Not the darkness of sin, not the darkness of this world can change that. Because God said, let them be light. Came to the world, to the world in person, let there be light. Because those who open their hearts and accept the light of God in their lives will never walk in the darkness of sin. that what Seth did, they didn't expect it. They were just confused. I think that sometimes